We'd like to welcome everyone to Wigan Baptist Church this morning. Just a few announcements, and then we'll open up with prayer. Don't forget, next Sunday is senior recognition. We will have lunch after the morning service. We will have a spaghetti lunch. There is a sign-up sheet to bring some items like bread and other things. So as you leave today, if you can sign up for anything, to bring anything, just put your name on the list in the back there on the table, please. Don't forget VBS, June the 18th through the 22nd. Continue to pray for that. You'll hear more about Happy Mother's Day in just a minute. I'm not getting into that part of it. But would like to announce Wednesday night, this Wednesday night and next Wednesday night, due to some time limitations and things on that, on the Max Licato traveling light, we'll have that on Wednesday night for the next two Wednesday nights to move on with that study. We have, I think, Brother David, six more sessions, and we'd like to try to get those finished by the end of the month if we can, on Sunday night and Wednesday night. So we should be fine with that. So please remember that. If you've been attending that, just come back on Wednesday night. You'll enjoy. If you haven't been, come and attend. You'll enjoy that study, Traveling Light with Max Licato. Please remember, no service tonight. So we'll be back Wednesday night. Any more announcements? Sissy or? Yeah, I mentioned sign up for next Sunday. It's not confession time, sister. I'm glad we can laugh, y'all. That is so important. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we are just so thankful for this day, Lord. It is an exciting time of the year, Lord, as we celebrate our mothers today, Lord. We just want to lift them up to you, Lord. We want to lift the whole service up to you, Lord. The service is about you. It's not about us, Lord, but everything that we do this morning, Lord, from the songs to the message to the recognition, Lord, we want it all to bring glory to you. And we pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. I think we have a video now.
Today is a day of honor for moms. For every mother in every stage of life, today is a day of honor. We honor moms of infants and little ones. May God bless you with patience, kindness, and perseverance. And may you believe that your never-ending job will help bring true life to the generations that follow. We honor moms of teenagers. May God give you grace upon grace, and may you travel this uncertain journey together with them as they transition from child to adult. We honor women who are trying to have children, but who are not yet able. It took courage and resolve to come to church today. May God gently remind you that He has not forgotten you. And may you become newly inspired to keep your eyes fixed on the light of His gaze. We honor grandmothers today. May God give you the grace to see the good that you provided to your own children. And may you help inspire your grandkids to follow Jesus with every step they take. And finally, we honor moms who have lost children prematurely. May God be your strength and comfort on a day like today, and may you rise stronger than ever to be a blessing to others. For those we mentioned, and for the many unidentified moms that we didn't, God has always used a mother's love and strength to make known His own love and strength. In your best moments and in your imperfections, the glory of God is shining through you. Happy Mother's Day.
God is good, isn't he? We have a great God. You know, I'm so thankful this morning for my mother. And that little video up front I had, I mean, I don't know if y'all saw it, but I was kind of tearing up. You know, I remember my grandmother, both of them very special, and I'm sure a lot of you remember your grandmother. And if it hadn't been for my mama sharing the gospel with me, I probably wouldn't be here today. And I'm so thankful. And we're going to open up with a little praise hymn this morning. I think it's a favorite all over the world, but it is because it gives us an opportunity to lift God up, lift our Savior up on high. And then the last part of this little praise and worship song talks about the gospel. So it covers it all in one little short course. So let's all stand and sing, Lord, I lift your name on high. The word should be up on the screen. So sing loud and smile. First hymn this morning is hymn 504. If you're looking in the hymnal, it should be up on the screen. God Give Us Christian Homes, 504.
Oh,
let's see, 346, and it's he's got the whole world in his hands. You and me, and everybody else. 346. And you can stand on the last verse. Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Wonderful crowd here today. We're glad to see you, and I'm thankful that you have come to worship. I'm thankful that so many of you are here to honor your mother. Either she is here, or she is in heaven, or she is just simply in your heart. And I believe that is a beautiful thing, and I'm very grateful for that. I actually wore a tie today because I know my mama would approve. and she would say, good shot, David. So this is one of my favorites. I wear it sometimes on it because it's got crown thorns and fish and crosses on it. But it reminds me of my own salvation. I also want to again congratulate our church on the call of its new pastor, Reverend Tim Dudding. That's D-U-D-D-I-N-G. That's a mouthful to get out. I even told him that, so you don't have to. But Tim and his wife Amy have not set a date yet for them to be here, but coming. And I want you to remember that they've got two names, Tim and Amy. Well, and of course, my mind, Amelia. For those of you who haven't been here, that's the grandbaby. So I throw that in. They don't know your name. That's why we had name tags the first night they came. That's what you have to do for them. Remember, walk up and say, hi, Brother Tim. My name is Harold. That's H-A-R-R-E-L-L. And that will help. In the South, you just don't always get all the consonants. And I understand that. So we are excited about that. And they're coming and excited that we've got such a great future ahead of us and such wonderful things that God has been doing and is going to do for us today. I really hope that you're in an interactive mood. And I say that because I want you to think about something. And guess what? You have approximately 26 minutes to think about it. That's about how long it's going to take me to stop. I have, for many, many years, always thought that Father's Day and Mother's Day were very wonderful times and appropriate times to think about how your mom, your dad, have affected your life. Sometimes it's not a good thing for some of us to remember. But I want to just say on a very positive note that I have fond memories because I had loving, kind, Christian parents. When I look at my own childhood, my brother Dan, he was the one who really didn't want to go to church, but it was because Mama would always go and get him after school to take him to choir practice. And I have a very vivid memory of him holding on to that doorpost in the car and not letting go. He just didn't want to do it. I have fond memories of the fact that when my parents were, let's see, I was 3 weeks old and they took me to church. You could do that back in the 50s because nobody worried about kids being sick or parents being sick. And so we had all gone to church, but you've got to realize that Mom and Dad also had a 5- and a 3-year-old little boy, okay, my two older brothers. And so when we got through a church, Mom and Dad packed everybody up and went home and got to the house. And when we got to the house, the phone rang. And my dad picked up the telephone, you know, and said hello, and they said, hey, did Ethel forget something? And Dave said, Ethel, did you forget your purse? And the lady over the other ear of the phone said, "No, you forgot David." Well, I guess with Dan and Jim and their personality, I sort of understood that. I was the lost child. Someone found me, and I guess it's okay, I'm the one that became a preacher. So I feel like I've been in church at least for 71 years and 9 months, and maybe a little more. The reason I want you to be in a good interactive mood is this. What is the best advice that your mother or your father, but particularly your mother, let's focus on that. What's the best advice that they ever gave you? What did they say to you as a child, as a young adult, as a grown-up? What is it that they tried to help you remember and understand? And at the end of the service, I'm going to let you tell me, okay? That's why I said you had 26 minutes. So think about it. And yes, I'm going to make it easy. I'm going to give you the top 10, and I may steal some of your answers. We celebrate. We celebrate all the women today. Because God made us who we are and how we are. And women are the ones who bear the children, thus Mother's Day. But women, ladies, we celebrate you. You have a very special place in this world. But all women here today and in other places of worship that we have, we celebrate because some mothers are mothers by birth, the usual ways, but some of us mothers are mothers by adoption. Some of us are mothers by medical assistance, or some of us are mothers because of circumstantial situations. Motherhood and mothers are just like families, in my opinion, because different circumstances produce family units in many ways. We're not all brothers and sisters just because of blood. I have many wonderful people in my life who I consider family, that by no means am I related to by the other circumstances. So however your child has come into your life, or however your family has been put together, thank God for what He has done to give you that ability. However God has caused it to happen, you're blessed. You certainly are blessed. A biological mother is someone that we know, and I know God gives you opportunity, though, to share in the lives of other people. Both men, women, children, or grandparents. Paul wrote to the church in Galatia, and this is what I want us to focus on today, because in Galatians, Paul wrote to these people. Let's see, you've got that, Sean, I believe I gave you that. The first one, Galatians chapter 13. Yeah, there we go. Yes, for you were called to freedom, brothers. Excuse me, I got a frog in my throat, I think. For you were called to freedom, brothers, only to not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. For the whole law is fulfilled in one word: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. But if you bite and devour one another, watch out that you are not consumed by one another. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh. For these are opposed to each other to keep you from doing the things you want to do. Now here is the comparison we simply have. Scripture says in verse 18, "But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are evident: sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions and divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like these. I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God." I'm sorry, folks, I just don't think Scripture can make it any plainer than that. It is our lifestyle, the way we choose to live, and the way we choose to treat other people. But Paul was not going to leave us out in the dark, and he comes back and he says, okay, here's the difference. Verse 22, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, and against such things there is no law." There's no comparison, but this is the opposite, the antithesis of the works of the flesh. Verse 24 says, "And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another." We are taught at an early age by parents, by moms, by dads, by teachers, the fruit of the Spirit. The way we experience the fruit of the Spirit is what true freedom is about. Because many times I hear that, well, I want to be free. I want to be, and you know, I don't think we have a clue. I don't think we realize what freedom is. But true freedom in our relationship with one another is reflected by the Spirit. Yes, it is actually a trade-off. We are set free from our sins, that sins of being under the law. We become what? Slaves to God. But as slaves to God, we are truly free. Because of Christ's love for us, we can serve one another through love. We manage to do what Christ wants us to do because of His Spirit. In Galatians chapter 6, let's look at one more piece of Scripture here. Galatians 6:1 says, "Brothers, if anyone is caught in any transgression, you who are spiritual should," what? "Restore him in a spirit of gentleness. Keep watch on yourself, lest you be tempted also." That's the key. We as Christian brothers and sisters, yes, need to confront our families, our friends, with the truth. But we do it in the spirit of gentleness. We do it because we love you and because we care about you. And we do not want you to make the mistake and not accept Christ and what? And die and live in hell for eternity. Next verse says, "Bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives who? He deceives himself. But let each one test his own work, and then his reason to boast will be himself alone and not in his neighbor. For each will have to bear his own load. Let the one who taught the word share all good things with the one who teaches." Folks, be Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever one sows, that he also reap. For the one who sows his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary in well doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. So then, we have an opportunity. We have the opportunity. Let us do good to everyone, especially to those who are of the household of faith. Now let me break this down. That's a lot of scripture, okay? I get it. But we look at that passage, and Paul is saying really three things. That's all we're dealing with here. Paul says this, you can think of maybe a paraphrasing, by loving others more than ourselves, we're living in the Spirit. Simple. Number two, by sharing Christ's example, by serving one another, what is our lifestyle? How do we treat other people? What is that you do? How do you greet people? How do you talk to people? How do you work with people? Moms teach you that? Dads teach you that? Yeah. This is what growing up is about. Number three, very simple. By teaching our families by example of the God of service. Your lifestyle, your understanding of the world, the way you treat your wife, the way you treat your husband, the way you treat your children, is more taught by example than by words. Guess what? I've made mistakes in my life, and I understand that. But if I have not looked back and learned what I have done right and what I have done wrong, God expects us to be that example for our children, our families, and for others. And so we have a charge to do. All right. You've had time to think about your mom's best advice. Somebody here wants to tell me, but I'm going to give you another minute to think of what you want to say. And so here's the top 10 that I've come up with. And I'm not going to say they're ranked one way or another, because my mother was a very smart and wise woman. Probably the one that I, is not really a saying, but just a knowledge. You know, my mother had eyes in the back of her head. She could see anything. I mean, I didn't have to do anything wrong because she could see me. So here are my mom's favorite signs. What part of no don't you understand? I don't care who started it. There were three of us. So. Number three, money doesn't grow on trees. I would go outside and look, by the way. Number four, your face is going to freeze like that. Number five, your hands are not broken. Number six, beds are made for sleeping, not jumping. Number seven, no one said life is fair. Number eight, eat your vegetables. Number nine, I don't know is not an answer. And number 10, and maybe this is top 10 decision. Because I said so, that's why. Do you believe I had a mom that lived in the South? I do. Who would like to share their favorite with us, with the church? Just say it loud enough so I can hear down here. I'll repeat it if you want me to, but come on. Somebody had a mama besides me.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
There you go, that's right.
Kill them with kindness.
Kill them with kindness. My mother-in-law was a quilter like my wife is now, so a stitch in time saves nine. One ounce. Well, you didn't grow up in a barn and close the door. And that's true, I didn't. So, what wonderful things our mothers and families have done for us. And I'm very grateful for that. Sissy, come on down and we're gonna do something else different. Sissy doesn't know this, I don't think. I love to surprise Sissy. Sissy, I need you to turn to page 344. Is that right? Yes, 344. This is a cute little song called Jesus Loves Me. I'm gonna give you one more short story. The way I prepared this message, I figured we could do about anything we wanted. As fathers and mothers, we teach our children, like I said, by example. I feel like our children have turned out okay. I, of course, as you know, have three grands, and my last one, Walter, has been a little closer to me because I've been retired at home and he just turned three. But I think some of the privilege that we've had is having him in our home. Darlene and I keep him about three afternoons a week at least for my daughter. When he was just a young child, 1 and 2 years old, we would bring him to the house in the morning, and at 9 o'clock he would need a bottle, and I would happily feed him the bottle, because doing that in the recliner, as soon as we finished the bottle, Walter and I would go to sleep. And so I got a nap at 9 o'clock in the morning. But sometimes before the nap, I would sing Just a Closer Walk with Thee. Happen to know those verses. And I would sing, Jesus Loves Me. And now, even at 3 years of age, we have heard Walter singing Jesus Loves Me just on his own. And so it's not just because of me, his mother and his grandmother and all also. But I put Jesus Loves Me up there at the top of the list as the one song that I guess everybody would know and understand. And I want us to close today by singing the two verses of that. But I want to give you my takeaway, so as I let Sissy prepare. God has given us each one of us, task of service, to train someone else. We must find that person or persons and be responsible for our gifts that God has given us. And so, Mother, that is your charge, but dads and parents, that's your charge also. God has given these little presents to us to make a life that they could be. So thank you for being here. Thank you and love you, mothers. I appreciate the beautiful flowers that are given to you here in church today. And I pray that you do remember your mom wherever she is, and there's a beautiful thought there in that place. Let's stand together and sing this beautiful song, Jesus Loves Me. Thank you. love for you cannot be any more obvious. Because, Father, you have given, and you've told us that we must love one another as you have first loved us.